too.
Where are you getting your office essentials? Support locally owned Bertarelli Paper Company for all of your business needs. Instead of shopping at the big box stores and fighting through long lines, work with Marco and his family directly, and they will take care of you. They have 30% recycled copy paper, disposable gloves, and a variety of other business essentials. You can contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he will take your order and take care of you.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step.
I hear it.
Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
I have an IQ of 48 and am what some people call mentally retarded.
I think that's supposed to be politically incorrect.
Not on our show.
Gold it was from Anchorman.
Yes, Dan, yes it was.
On the sunny side of the street.
I just posted a picture on our Facebook page. Most of you know I don't post. I rarely post anything. But this is... we have a friend who was a paratrooper in the Army, and he's a very interesting guy. He retired at 48 because he bought a, among other things that he did, he bought a tent company. They made like tent and awnings, and they were failing. They weren't making it.
So hey, look who's here, Frank Opinion.
That's my bit. See, that's my thing.
Sorry.
And he didn't know. I said, what did you know about the tent business? He said, nothing. But he figured it out. You know, there are just some people who just go read some instructions or go on YouTube or whatever. They figured it out. So he decided that he could turn this tent and awning company around, and in the process, he learned about tent making and tarps and whatever. So he still has in his home, even though he's been retired for a while, this like commercial sewing machine. So what you'll see on the Facebook page, facebook.com/AM of the PM, is me with my wife wearing our Crown Royal face masks because he apparently likes Crown Royal. You know, it comes in those purple bags. I think most people know that, even if you don't drink. So he has a bunch of bags. He took them, sent out the sewing machine, found some elastic material, and made these great Crown Royal. They're real. It's almost like if there were degrees of mask quality. You know, like the very cheapest paper, and then you work your way up to the Crown Royal almost velvet mask. So that's what I just put up. I am blown away at how fast a photograph will post on a Facebook page. I'm not kidding. It was sometimes it'll say share, and you hit share, and then you hit it'll say posting, and if it's just a single photo, within like 2 seconds, ding, posted, and there it is. So there it is for you to see if you want to see what a coronavirus mask looks like. We don't wear them. I just thought it was fun. And I thought it was what a great idea. Some people are just resourceful. They're just clever and inventive. I've never been that person. Never. I couldn't even make my own Pinewood Derby Cub Scout car. Mine was an embarrassment. So you want to check it out. It's nothing but one single photo. It's on facebook.com/AM and the PM. Welcome aboard, everybody. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. This is, and I almost forgot this, and boy, I thought, whew, I'm so glad that didn't slip by me. the fact that the 7th of April is another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Okay, well, that's coming up pretty soon. I'll have it right. Did anybody see the big pink moon last night? Did anybody see it?
I did. It looked very nice.
Yeah. I wish we would call it pink. It's not pink, and they explained that. So don't call it that. But my wife has this thing about full moon. She loves a full, she'll say, well, 3 more days till the full moon. For some reason, she's really big on the full moon thing. So she couldn't wait, you know, she get a peek at that thing. To me, it's, I don't know. We have a lot of that stuff throughout the year, except this one last night will be the biggest full moon of the entire year of 2020.
Super moon.
Yeah, and the truth is, the next full moon we have, to me, will pretty much look the same size. I can't tell the difference. So here we are, another day in coronavirus paradise. Does anybody, what?
Frank, just a quick correction. I think I heard you said that it was the 7th of April. I probably misheard wrong, because I know it's the 8th of April, but just want to, did you say it was the 7th
of April? No, you didn't
April?
Mishear. I said the 7th.
Ah.
You did not mishear. Huh. You know why I said that? Because the 7th of April has been on my mind for a month. That's how long I had my appointment for that MRI yesterday, and I've been just eaten up with that date and dreading that date. And say, see, it's still in my head. So would you edit that out? Let me redo that part.
I got you. Not a problem.
Okay. Thank you.
Here we go.
Appreciate it.
Radio edit.
Hey, look who's here,
today,
Frank
Opinion. And then, okay, edit that out too, because that's my bit.
Okay, so I got you.
That's my.
Hey,
that's my
I'm
routine.
Sorry.
One second.
Edit
that out. Here we go.
He's not. You're right, Tim.
Here we go.
Radio edit.
Now, I can't believe I almost let this slip by. I thought, whew, what if I had gone a whole day and not mention the fact that the 8th of April is another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
There you go. All right, here's the deal. Same as it has been, we would love to hear your fun or funny or whatever take on what we're all going through here. If you have some funny story that's happened, or if you need help and you have some openings in work for somebody while they're still out of work, call us, let us know. Throw a number, an email, or whatever else. We'll see if we can get you some help doing what needs to be done. Does anybody have anything to say?
We do have a call if you want.
I don't mind taking it.
Right before show started.
I don't mind taking this call, and then we'll do the Burke segment. And for anybody else who wants to call, Dr. Doug will be here in the 4 o'clock hour. And I read a cat story this morning that really doesn't surprise me, but I think it'll surprise a lot of people about people who have cats that are pets that they let outside. Now, if you never let it outside, I guess the story doesn't apply. Or maybe it does. That's all I'll say till Dr. Doug gets here. So here are the numbers for Dr. Doug, for us right now, whatever. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Travis, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
AM and PM.
That is the way everyone should be.
Mm-hmm. I love the interview with that obnoxious beer vendor guy and Billy Bob yesterday, Carl, I mean.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a great
sports casting. But I wish Carl would have, when that guy, that annoying, jerk beer vendor guy.
He was annoying.
Still is.
He is annoying. He is annoying. And I wish Carl would have pulled out a lawnmower blade, and then the annoying beer vendor guy says, what are you doing with that lawnmower blade, Carl? And then Carl, I aim to kill you with it.
What are you trying to do with your voice there, Travis? What was that you're trying to do with your voice?
I was trying to do a Mike Evans impersonation.
Oh, Mike doing Carl. Okay. That, you know what? That actually was a good impression of Mike Evans doing Carl. That was good.
Yeah, Travis.
Well done, Travis.
That
didn't happen, obviously, but we could probably enact that. We could do an enactment. It wouldn't be a reenactment because it didn't happen. But I think Tim, and Tim remembers, obviously, how he sold beer. I think if Tim's willing, we could bring you one of those, I wonder what it would have sounded like if, and we can do, you know, Carl being so annoyed. I tell you what, Travis, we hang up. We're going to do that. We'll do it right now.
Hey, I'm calling from Galveston, by the way.
Galveston, Tech Galveston, oh, Galveston, yeah.
Wow. And, also, wow. Jimi Hendrix didn't write All Along the Watchtower. Bob Dylan did, and I know Dan knows all those Bob Dylan songs.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, I love the show.
Anyway.
All right. Well, we're glad you do it, and thank you for listening to us in Galveston. We appreciate
it. Every day, buddy. Every day.
All right, man. All right, Travis, thank you. So, Tim, here's what we have to do for Travis because he's listening all the way from Galveston. So here's the routine. Oh. This will be, wonder what it would have sounded like if, we'll call the segment that, and then you do your, you know, what you did and what you shared with us about how you yell out for the beer thing, and then you stop because you realize that Carl is coming at you with a lawnmower blade. You've seen Sling Blade, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and that's all you have to say is, Carl, what are you going to do with that lawnmower blade? And then I'll take it from there. So we'll start with, I'm having a discussion as Carl with Mike Shannon. You're selling beer. And then you realize my discussion with Mike has stopped because I think I'll have Carl say, I'll be back in a minute. And then you say, hey pal, what are you going to do with that lawnmower blade? I know that's a lot to, but we can do this because we are, I think, and all the audience knows, the kings of improv. And now we go to Busch Stadium where Carl and Mike Shannon are having a conversation, and much too close to the press box is an annoying beer vendor. And finally, Carl can't take it anymore, steps out of the box holding something. Here we go. Starts with Carl and Mike.
How long you been doing this? Sitting in there doing a baseball game.
I've been doing this a long time there, Carl.
Hey,
you know,
come here, come on.
Really long time.
Come here.
What do you like to eat? What do you like to eat and drink? What do you like to eat and drink?
I like to eat a hot dog, maybe some nachos.
Hey, you know what? And then hang on a minute. Hang on. I'm going to walk out here into the stands. I got to take care of some business.
All right, right. Carl, go knock yourself out, buddy.
I'll be right back.
Yes, sir, I'll get you, but can I get you a beer? No, you don't need to ask for the beer. What you do with that thing?
I reckon I'm going to kill you with it.
Wow. No script.
Man.
Incredible.
No script and no rehearsal. Now, a lot of people won't believe that.
You had to rehearse that.
That had to be written. No.
Yeah.
Travis was not set up. That was all spontaneous. And I know that's hard to believe. Thank you, Travis. That was fun to do.
Here's the ground ball. Innings
oh,
over.
And, hey, and when our... One more thing. When our friend gave us these Crown Royal masks that he made... I may be too late by the time I get production money and get it choreographed and get it on Broadway, and I think I will be, but I just came up with a... you're familiar with Fiddler on the Roof? There's a song in there. You guys have never heard of Fiddler on the Roof?
Yes.
I have not.
Oh, yeah.
If I were a rich man...
But even if you haven't seen it, I think people know the song. Matchmaker, make me a... I wrote a song for our friend who gave us these masks, and all I have so far is this. Mask maker, make me a mask.
Hey.
I only want two. That's all that I ask. I can't believe now that I need a mask, but this COVID-19 is kicking our ass. Mm-hmm. That's all I have so far. But I think it's pretty good as a, you know, a play. You know,
I think it's awesome.
That's all I have. That's my title song. And I think the play will be called Mask Maker. So don't ask for any... You know, copies or scripts or screen. Haven't written it yet. That's just the beginning. And now let's go to Jamie. Jamie, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. AM in the PM.
All righty. Thank you. What's up?
I need some help. I am a gig worker. I do Uber and Lyft. I've not been able to drive since March the 12th.
Okay, go back. I'm sorry, I missed what you said. You're a what?
Gig worker. It's G-I-G, gig worker. I drive Uber and Lyft.
Okay.
I've never heard.
I haven't either.
No, but you know.
We've never heard gig worker. Yeah. Is that what that means, that you drive for both?
No, it means anybody who's an independent contractor.
Oh, okay.
Really?
That's why the stimulus that Trump has signed into law is superseding the unemployment requirements that states are giving unemployment benefits to people, because the new law says specifically gig workers are eligible. They call them gig workers in the law.
What does it stand for? What does that
mean? It doesn't stand for anything. It's just a phrase of speech.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, wow. Jamie, I'm sorry I was too stupid to know about that. So go right ahead. You're a gig worker and what?
Well, that's my question. The unemployment. Does anybody know how we go about applying for unemployment as gig workers?
I do.
Oh.
Tim Woodburn says he does. Tim, take it away.
Because I have employees of my firm who are considered gig workers who have applied and been denied, and they've had to file an appeal, and they filed before the state of Missouri Department of Labor just Monday received guidelines from the federal government of how they are to process unemployment benefits for gig workers like yourself. So if you applied for unemployment prior to Sunday, this 3 days ago, you would have been denied. And now you can apply, and they are supposed to take you under special consideration. That includes self-employed workers, gig workers, independent contractors, people who operate as an LLC and just pay themselves an owner's draw, which is a K-1 document. You're all going to be eligible. But the state of Missouri didn't do that until this week.
And you just apply under the regular unemployment application online?
You can, or you can call and do it verbally over the phone, or you can go. I think those are the only two ways to do it, because I don't think the physical offices are open.
Okay.
So this is not something you can do through the First Community, like
no,
the PPP.
No, this is filing for state of Missouri unemployment benefits, which Missouri used to have a max of how much you get per week. I believe it was in the 300 and change range, and now the government's going to add up to $600 more on top of that to it.
All right. So I didn't know if we had a special site to go to, or if you just file under the regular
site. And it's all explained on their website, the Missouri Department of Labor Division of Unemployment, right on the Department of Labor website.
Very good. Thank you so much, sir.
Welcome.
Hi, Jamie. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And now back to the Birch segment. Tim, I think you had something.
I do.
All right. Tim Woodburn, everybody.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you so much. I had a new roof installed on my house. It took 4 days because...
Well, that's a great story.
Anybody else?
Anybody else?
Yeah, I got something.
He's not finished. I'm sorry, he's not finished.
No, so I had a funny story. I got to the funny part yet.
Oh, okay.
As I'm driving home from this show last night, these workers are on my house, and they are finishing up 25 squares, for those in the building community know what that is. And they are finishing up, and they have about 20 minutes to go. And as I'm driving home on North Street in Eureka, there is a police car with its lights flashing parked sideways in the middle of the road, and a cop is standing in the middle of the road staring me down. That's never a good sign. You know, I mean, anybody that happens to, even if you haven't done anything wrong in your life, you're like, what did I do wrong now, or what am I going to be accused of? Like, he was, like, staring me down. So I pull up to him, and it is right next to a nursing home there in Eureka, and I said, can I get around you? He goes, where do you live? He said it kind of mean. And I thought,
I'll say, if that was an impression of it,
yeah,
he really did sound.
Yeah, right. And I thought about lying, because I'm like, well, if they're looking for me and they know my address, maybe I should give them a different address.
Yeah, right.
And that thought actually crossed my mind. So I gave my legit address, and he goes, well, you gotta go. This is blocked. You gotta have to turn around. There's been a power failure, and I got an alert on my phone on the way home last night that the alarm system on my house had detected a power failure in my home. Okay. And I know these workers are on my roof, but I'm like, I was panicking. I'm like, is somebody kicking in my door? Or there's one of these guys ruffling through my house while the rest of them are putting the roof on, or what's going on? And I was freaking out. And so then I realized, I called my neighbor and I said, hey, are you home? I said, can you see if anything weird's going on in my house? He goes, yeah, my electric's out too. So I get home, and my contractor had three, and let me, what's the PC way of saying this? I suspect they were Mexican. Three Mexican workers on my roof, and none of them speak English. And he's not there. He left. And I literally had this surreal moment last night where, and they have to use an electric compressor for the nail gun to put the shingles into the house. So these guys are just sitting on my roof when I get home, not doing anything, waiting for the power to come on. And
do they know that you can put a nail in with a regular hammer while you're waiting for the power to come on?
You know how many nails it takes to put in shingles?
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. That's true.
I mean,
that's
a lot. And so it was a surreal thing. It's the first time I ever done this in my life. I had to get out a Google Translate app, and I'm talking to these three guys. Oh, it was two guys and a gal, and I'm talking to them in Spanish. And I'm like, you know, hey, how do you say, you know, do you guys need electricity to do your job? And it comes up, and I say it to them, and then I hold the phone out so that they can talk to me from the roof into my app so I can see what their response is.
Right.
And this went on for like 20 minutes, and finally I invited them to sit down in my porch room with me, and as a joke, somebody gave me a 12-pack of Corona beer.
Oh, no.
I walked in the house and I walk out with a 6-pack and I go, anybody want a beer? And then, no. It's like, I suspected, I kind of did this, I was going to videotape it and I thought, nah, that's kind of weird to do that. But they had the exact reaction I thought they would when I offered them a Corona beer.
Oh, but they didn't actually think that Corona beer.
Well, I don't know because I don't speak
Spanish. Just the fact that they're working.
Oh, there are.
You know.
There are some people, though, that have, you know, Corona beer sales have gone down.
Well, but and that was in the beginning. Yeah. I can't believe there's anybody that stupid now.
Oh, yeah, no, that probably was still screwed.
They were afraid maybe it was a setup, and you were going to tell their boss they're drinking on the job. That's what. That's usually when they go, no. I've done that as a joke. Somebody's working at the house. How about a tequila? Oh no! You know, and it could have been a test if they had a drink. You could say, "Gotcha."
Oh well, yeah, that could be. But then I looked on the internet after the power came on after about 40 minutes, and then they finished up almost in darkness, and I looked online and they've actually stopped production of Corona beer because of the pandemic in Mexico.
What?
Yeah, CNN is reporting that Corona has stopped production.
Yeah, nobody wants it because it's called Corona beer.
But that's...
It's messed up. You know what,
it's like that diet candy, AIDS, AYDS. Yeah. My mother used to eat that stuff like popcorn. She thought if she eats enough of it, she'll lose weight, which is ridiculous. You're supposed to eat like one before a meal to curb your something. And she'd eat boxes of that stuff called AIDS. And as soon as AIDS came out, I thought, could you have a worse name for a diet candy than AIDS? But they stayed around. I don't know. You'll have to check it, Tim. I don't know if AIDS is still making.
How do you spell it?
AYDS.
If they have, they've changed their name because I've never heard of AIDS candy.
Oh, for COVID-19.
It was a big deal in the 60s and 70s.
Can you imagine, though, how many jokes there would be with AIDS candy? Come on now.
It was candy, but it was a diet sort of candy.
They named it. They changed the name from AIDS to malaria.
Yeah, malaria candy. No, I remember I saw boxes of that at our house, that stuff.
I'm looking at their Wikipedia page, and as a result of the AIDS epidemic becoming globally known as that, they stopped production in 1988 because of it.
Okay, man. That makes sense. AIDS candy. Boy, talk about just bad luck. You got a product, and it's selling like crazy, called AIDS. And then... the real AIDS comes along.
Well, imagine if they called this virus the Strauss virus. You know, nobody would want to be around Dan.
And how would that be different from now?
Well, that's a good point. Yeah.
It's messed up.
Anything else? No. Burke segment? No. Anybody else?
That was just plain mean.
No, I said what if.
Oh.
Yeah, Dan. He said, what if? Anything or nothing else?
I'd just like to give a shout out to the guy that, I'm not going to say what store, and he's probably not listening, but the guy who was wearing rubber gloves yesterday when I went to go get dog food, because, you know, he's protecting himself from the coronavirus, but then scratching his face and, you know, readjusting his glasses and touching his face with those same gloves without touching
the gloves had the same germs his hands were.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, what are you doing, buddy? You know, that you just defeated the whole purpose of wearing those gloves. So to anybody who's doing that, just stop.
They explained that all on the news the other day, too, right, about like people wearing gloves.
If you're wearing your gloves, you can touch other stuff. You just can't touch, like, yourself, your face.
You know? You'd think people would, with just common sense, they would know whatever I touch with this glove has whatever it has on it, and I can still transfer it. Which goes back to that, I told it a couple of times, that day years ago, I'm not going to mention the fast food restaurant. I'm standing there waiting for my order, and, you know, behind the counter you can see. And that kid that had on rubber gloves and reached back and just dug into his butt crack to scratch his butt. He was digging and scratching. Oh. And then with that same gloved hand, he reaches up and picks up a food product and puts it on a serving tray. Wow. No. I called the manager, and I said, I said, that guy right there, that guy just dug into his butt crack with those gloves and then touched some food. I'm out of here. Cancel my order.
Outside crack or inside crack? Like, did he put it inside the waist?
No, it was outside the pants, He dug so far in that I know some fecal something transferred through. Remnants, thank you. Crapnel.
He just pushing the turtle head back in.
Crap.
Yeah. Oh. Well, and that will, there's some, I don't know the term for it, but there's some leakage or seepage of, even if it's air particles, you know, bacteria through. That glove's not going to. And then take that same glove and put it on a croissant or something? No. I'm not going to eat that.
This burger tastes like crap.
Let's go to Juan. Juan, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you doing?
Gracias. Bien. Hola, Francisco. ¿Cómo estás?
Hola, muy bien. No, he said hola, Francisco. He wasn't talking to you.
Oh.
He said hola, Francisco. It was Frank.
Oh.
And then you, Dan, had to say, you know, muy bien.
Oh, okay.
Juan, do you have a brother named Amal?
I'm sorry?
I was just asking Juan if he had a brother named Amal.
My goodness, what a great joke. I should tell that joke today. Go ahead, Juan.
Dan es un idiota.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Got you there, didn't he?
Okay.
Hola, pandilla. Soy AM en la PM.
All right, that's enough for me. What's going on, Juan?
I was putting a roof on the house of Finn the other day. Y él me dio cerveza Corona. And I was so scared.
Dan, just so you know, in case you want to speak Spanish again, cerveza is beer, okay?
Cerveza.
Corona is Corona beer. Yeah, just so you know.
What does this guy look like? What does this guy look like?
Again.
What did what guy look like?
The guy that handed him the Corona beer when he was putting the roof on his house.
Yeah, the guy that you think was like Tim, maybe you were working another house. Yeah. What did the guy look like, Juan, who gave you the Corona beer?
He was a chubby guy.
Oh, No, that's not Tim. No, he's not chubby. No, that's not Tim. Wrong guy, wrong house. You made a mistake. Okay.
Bueno. Adios.
Thank you. Adios. Hasta luego, hasta la vista, blah, 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 blah. Anybody else? Nothing? Burke segment? No?
Nothing, so.
All right, Burke segment officially closed. There are two things I thought I did on the air, but I realized I probably didn't do it. Remember yesterday I mentioned going out to get Taco Bell, and I said I really like Taco Bell. But I don't think I got to the point because we got sidetracked, which we always do. My point was this, the sign, and I don't think I mentioned this, the sign in the window at the drive-thru said, hours, H-O-U-R-S, and here are the hours, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. What do you need to... It's the same time every day, 7 days a week. What was the point of Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and then Saturday and Sunday? Why didn't you just say 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.? That's it. I know, not a big deal, but that's
these
the kind
people
of stuff.
Are idiots. No, it's signs well, like that.
That's
that
the
really,
kind of stuff that drives me crazy.
Really gets me angry, Frank. That stuff does. God,
well, thank you. Then good. It's not just me. Now, we also have a story, and then I'll have to take a break, do a little business, folks. You're welcome to call. Our Burke segment's over, so it's yours if you want anything to kick around. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Now, there's former Colorado State Trooper. Did you see the story where he gets handcuffed in front of his daughter for pitching with her in a park? They're tossing a ball back and forth. This is unbelievable. And he is handcuffed by the Brighton, Colorado Police Department. Now, he's a former state trooper. He's pitching a ball to his own 6-year-old daughter, and they cuff him. He's 33, and they said he and his wife and daughter went to a park to just toss a softball around. His wife's kind of sitting off watching them. They were having a good time. He said, the closest person to me, other than my daughter, who was several feet away, because we're pitching, you know, the ball, and the next closest person was at least 15 feet away, and up walks a cop and says, what are you doing? And he said, I'm, you know, pitching. And they go, well, don't you know about the separation? And I think what I will have to say in not defense of the Brighton police, but I don't understand sometimes people who refuse to show identification. And then other times I do understand it. So as a former cop, when they said, we need to see some ID, he said, I have not broken any laws. Am I being charged with something? I'm going to show you the ID. I'm tossing a softball with my daughter. Well, they took that as him having kind of an attitude. So they handcuffed him, put him in a police car. And then they get in the car and they make a call to the police station. And eventually they let him go and apologize. And the police chief has apologized. Now, that to me is a day where a couple of cops just didn't have anything to do.
Either that or was the park closed? Because of all of this stuff?
No. The park wasn't closed.
Yeah, because all of our parks are closed. And some people are just completely defiant with this stuff. That's why they've had to do a lot of this stuff. And they're just, so then
see,
the government has to jump in and treat them like children.
Now the cops did say to him, they said, you're not respecting social distancing. And by the way, the park is closed. And this guy, he said, no.
Okay,
he said,
so the park
I'm familiar.
Was closed, then.
Well, now hold on. According to the guy pitching with his daughter, he said they had posted rules and hours and times. And he said, I'm in compliance with those. So apparently he was closed certain hours. He wasn't within those hours. And then I think he started getting ticked off because they were out of line. I'm not showing you any ID. And then they really got ticked off.
I think this was like a case of egos butting heads in that situation.
Oh, yeah.
If he, regardless of like if he was breaking the rules or anything like that, I've known that rule. It goes around that if a cop asks you for ID, if you have ID, give them your ID. Let them
I agree.
Know who
no,
you
I
are.
Agree. I agree with you 100%. But you don't have to.
No, you don't
but
have
just
to.
Just because you don't have to doesn't mean you have to be a douchebag about it.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Just, you know, just
you
because
can
you
be
have
polite
the right.
About it, but, you know, yeah. You can just say, I'd rather not, officer. But then that's not going to defuse the situation because then that never, I mean, well, very, very, extremely, very rarely is a cop just going to go, oh, all right then, well, never mind, then you have yourself a good night, and they're just going to walk away.
There are two people at fault here. Two people at fault here. One, the cops. They had no right to ask him for ID, but that's just standard procedure. Can we see some ID? And sometimes I wonder, why? It's a daughter and a guy and his wife. Why do you need to see ID? And I think that kind of ticked him off, and he said, and according to this guy, he said that their words to him were, if you do not show us some identification, we're going to handcuff you in front of your daughter. Now, come on.
Well,
right, that's a little much.
That's just intimidation.
It's almost like they've let him know we're going to embarrass you in front of your daughter. That shouldn't be anything that it's anything they're. What they should be doing is trying to get people to uphold the law. Everything about it went sideways. Cops have apologized. But, of course, now he's talked to an attorney, and he may want something more than just an apology. I don't know. Look, I've seen the YouTube videos, lots of them, where people get stopped. They go, I don't have to show you my identification. Folks, stop being a douche, okay? Don't do that. You people that try that, my constitutional freedom, really? It takes a minute, maybe, to reach and get your driver's license. Give it to them. Just give it to them. They got a job to do. And sometimes they want to see an ID. So what? I can't stand those videos. I'm so mad at those people who do that to the cops. Well, according to the cops. And the one guy I saw on YouTube, he carries a copy of the Constitution around with him in his car.
Oh, man, come on. That's a kill.
Yeah, no kidding, to say the least. I received a charity idea, and I think this is a pretty good idea, from a listener who I will not identify, but I would like for those of you who have a little cash to consider this suggestion, because I think it's a good one. As you may know, we announced yesterday that the Window World Trivia Night has been moved from May 16th to August 14th. August 14th is a Friday night. And every year I try to do my part to make our show embarrass the other radio stations. And we've done a pretty good job of it because we're just a little radio show and our station's not as big as some stations. We don't have big conglomerate corporate owners like they do, yet we still manage through our listeners to make a really more than respectable showing when it comes time to, you know, come up with the charitable money. So a listener that, Dan, I know you know, I'm not sure if Tim and Limey, let's put it this way, this is an extremely loyal listener who is also very generous, and when things come along like the trivia night, he's always there for us. So here's what he says in his email. He says, Frank, how would this work? I will match every $1,000 donation for Action for Autism, which is where the money goes this year for the at trivia night. He said, I'll match every $1,000 up to five. So if you can get, he said, five people to each donate $1,000, I'll throw another five and you get $10,000. I think that's a great idea. And I know there are five people out there listening, maybe all of you are listening right now, who $1,000, you wouldn't even miss it. You'd really be helping a great cause, a great company, and help us make us look good because, you know, all of it goes to the charity, but selfishly, we'd like to continue being the most successful solicitors, I guess, or fundraisers in this charity. So that's the deal between... Now, you got a lot of time, but please, let's don't dunce around here. I would love to know, well before August, that this show already has commitments of at least $10,000 or $15,000. I'd be giddy over that. So, my email address is frankopinion@yahoo.com. If you can let go of $1,000, your $1,000 will be matched by this wonderful, generous, loyal listener who will just call W up to $5,000. So please think about it. Again, my email address, and if you email me and say, Frank, here's who I am, here's my number, I'm legitimate, give me a call, I'm good for this, I'd love to put $1,000 in for this. It's tax deductible, obviously, because it all goes to charity. So I need five of you to do that, and then we are well on our way with a jump start of $10,000 for a trivia night. There's some other things in the news, too. I'm going to hold the one until Dr. Doug gets here about cats. I think most people know how I feel about cats. Tim, do you have a cat?
Nope, two dogs.
Limey, you do, don't you?
Nope, I have two dogs.
Dan, it's Dan then. Someone has a cat.
I used to have cats, yes. Yeah. We have a dog now. Well, Alyssa has a cat. She has Frisco. But I have no problems with cats. I love cats.
They make me sneeze.
Well, you're allergic to them.
I think they're pretty, and some of them are beautiful, but I don't particularly care for them, and I don't trust them. And they are... There's a movie called Natural Born Killers. Cats are natural born killers. They're miniature tigers and lions. And you've seen what lions and tigers can do to things. And do them. And they're just miniature versions of them.
Oh, my.
I believe that.
Well, yeah,
and
if
I
you're
think
a mouse
they
or
could,
a small bird, they're terrifying.
Oh, but, yeah. Worse than that. My neighbor has two outdoor cats, and they have traumatized my two dogs for 7 years. I mean, my dogs make a sound that reminds me of when the velociraptors used to get fed in Jurassic Park, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the sound effect that Limey accuses me of doing when I talk fast, and he loves to play against me.
See, even see right there, even dogs are afraid of cats.
Well, they're
not mine.
When my dogs see another dog, they'll bark, you know, do yip yap, whatever. But when they see a cat, they go berserk. They go absolutely berserk when they see one.
Well, when we hear this story when Dr. Doug gets in about you people who let your cats out, or you have an outdoor cat or something. Wait till you hear what they're doing while they're out. They are killers, and they kill things that you don't even know about while they're out. They're acting on that instinct. See, their instinct is, I think when a cat sees its owner sleeping, I think what it's thinking is, man, I wish I were big like my cousins, lions and tigers. I'd eat that person. I'd kill that person. I think it's sitting there plotting and thinking how, as a tiny miniature version of a lion or a cat, they could still eat you.
They're disgusting. These my neighbor's cats, they'll catch moles or other small animals. They'll eat the heads and leave the carcasses in the flower bed.
Oh, yeah.
They eat heads.
That says it all.
Eyeballs.
That says it all.
They eat the eyes first.
No, they're leaving presents.
But they take care of the moles.
No. Well,
I have no problems with cats at all. I like cats.
Dan, I have been holding a story. Let me do a quick bit of business. I've been holding a story that four different listeners sent me the same story and said you'd have to show this to Dan. And I've been holding this for 2 weeks. So for now, I'll leave it there. That'll keep Dan on the edge of his seat while I talk to you about Window World and remind you that Window World is still open. Window World is still going out doing estimates. If you want someone to come out and you say, I think I need 8 windows or 12 windows or 20 or whatever, what are we looking at here? They can still do that. They can still install windows. They are, I assume, still considered to be an essential business. And I'm glad they are, as a sponsor of this show, thank goodness. So again, yes, a little has changed about how they have to do all this, but Window World is open. And again, the Trivia Night has been moved to August 14th, Friday night. If you want to know more about the number one selling replacement window in the country, here's the website, windowworldstlouis.com, 314-993-1800 is the number to call. Window World, again, windowworldstlouis.com. John is on the phone. Yes, I believe it's that John. John, welcome again to 590 The Fan.
Yeah, I'm aiming the PM. Hey, you talking about all these cats on there. There's a lot of cities down in South, like Louisiana, where it's empty because of all that pandemic. There's a lot of rats who are taking over the city. You think you could use some cats on there?
Yep. Oh, I did see that. The rats are all over the place down there at Bourbon Street and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll turn a bunch of cats loose.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah, makes sense.
Hey, and Limey, which one would you rather have during this depression, or would you rather be around with a drunk American or drunk Brit? Thanks a lot.
Ooh. A drunk American or a drunk Brit?
A drunk is a drunk.
A drunk American.
Why would you say that?
Because a drunk American's just going to hear my voice and just be like, oh, man, you're from England, and then talk to me for 3 hours about English stuff. Whereas an English person is going to be drunk, hear that I'm from England, and then bitch and complain to me about everything that's wrong in their life. And then probably try to fight me at one point.
I think I told you about a year ago, I forgot what I was watching, some documentary, and it was shot in London. I think it was on tattoos. And after I watched it, I thought, I would never want to live in London. I mean, I never saw...
London
Sorry, but you're really American, so I'm not really that sorry.
No.
I never saw so many freaky-looking people ever as I saw in that documentary in London. They're out there. There's some way-out people in London.
London is its own little world. I had to go there a couple of times. I mean, it's got some nice museums and stuff like that. It's nice to go for a day or two, but that's it. That's the older London you need.
I've never had any desire to go there except for the fact that I like that they, you know, obviously they speak English, so you don't have to worry about like some countries you go to. Now this is before I take my second break and we do the news. Here's another example of what this, and I'm just going to tell you that I personally think that. Don't email me, because I'm not saying I'm right. I think we overreacted to this. I think this is a virus. Yes, it's a nasty virus. Doesn't kill anywhere near as many people as the regular flu. And I don't know that it was necessary to shut this country down the way it's been shut down. But I could very well be wrong. Maybe if we hadn't, we'd have people dead in the streets. I don't know. I just think it was excessive and in some cases unnecessary. But one of the businesses that is really paying a price, and think about this, is the milk business. Think how much milk is not being consumed in schools, in restaurants. All of that milk, they are dumping millions of gallons of milk down the drain every day. I'm looking at a story of one dairy farm, and this is in Wisconsin. This family is dumping 25,000 gallons of fresh milk every day.
Whoa.
The cows still have to be milked. Yeah, 25,000. That's one dairy farm. So you're talking millions of gallons. Because milk is not something, you know, my wife said, when I said, look at this. And she said, well, it's too bad. She said, why don't they send that to some of these starving countries? You can't transport milk. You'd have to have giant refrigeration units and refrigerated plants. It just has to be dumped. And that's a casualty I never even thought about. And then take that and think of lots of other food-related products that are not being consumed because, if nothing else, the restaurants are closed. And look at all the food they order that they're not ordering now. But I never thought about milk. I love milk, but I can't drink 25,000 gallons a day. I can't help them there, but I'm doing my part. But that's just another one of those things I at least would never have even thought. And then you start thinking about eggs. Look how many eggs. One entire cruise ship has shut all the cruises down. The number of eggs just consumed in a week on a cruise ship is in the tens of thousands. Whoa. Take that and think about all the restaurants and all the Waffle Houses, the breakfast places that are not serving eggs now. What's happening to all those eggs? I guess they're, I don't know, throwing them, feeding them to the pigs or something? What do you do with eggs that you can't
I guess
sell?
You can just hand them out and then to whoever can take them and then... You know,
but that's another food item. When I saw the milk article, I thought, well, that's one other thing I can think of that's consumed a lot that right now is not being consumed. So I'm going to do one bit of business. We come back. Dr. Doug Pernikoff is with us. And if you know the drill, if you have a pet or you're thinking about buying a pet and on and on and on and on, after we check in with John Landoff, he's all yours. He's a terrific veterinarian. He loves animals, and I'm sure he'll be able to help you. Give the numbers quickly so you have them. No excuse for not knowing where to call. 314-821-0590, 855-282-8255. First Community Credit Union is open. Business as usual, sort of. Meaning, I think about 95% of all the stuff people do with a banking facility, in this case First Community Credit Union, you can still do. You just need to do the one thing that I rarely ever do. In fact, I think I have been through the First Community Credit Union drive-through twice ever. And I've been banking there for years. I'm just not a drive-through person. I don't mind parking, walking in, say hello to a couple people. I like it there. But sure, now we do the drive-thru. You can too. And again, there is so very little that you can't do online, on the phone, or at the drive-thru. And for those things, yes, they'll either make you an appointment and meet with you, or if it's something quickly you don't want to wait for, like your safe deposit box, go to the drive-thru, they'll let you in, get you to your safe deposit box. So pretty much all that you need from First Community Credit Union is there, including, and please don't forget, let them take care of your application for your PPP, part of the CARES Act, the government money for you folks who are in business and have 500 or fewer employees before that money is gone. Go to their website at First Community, click on Loans, and check this out and get that application done. The website's easy. It's firstcommunity.com. And again, check on Loans. Thank you for joining us. We're going to do some news check with Londoff and then give you a chance to talk to Dr. Doug because it's 4 o'clock. It's 590 The Fan.
Covering St. Louis.
I cannot recommend it highly enough.
590 The Fan. More than just sports.